this is Steve Jackson. Who is Steve Jackson? Question that asked me the other day, again, I get these questions I ask in random places. I bumped into a friend while I was out walking the dog, and he was saying about, you know, obviously because people are not traveling as much as they used to, and you know, and I had been traveling a bit and working while I was traveling, you know, and I said to him, well, yeah, well, at the time I said working remotely was great. I mean, that's how me and my wife kind of like doing it. It was kind of cool because you've done a little bit of work in the morning and you kind of got on with your vacation or your holiday. Anyway, everyone's talking about this, these sort of remote jobs, and even more so in the UK, because obviously everything's locked down. I'm sure in the States as well. And even politicians are recommending that you work from home more often. And there's become this vision for the future that many of us be working from home rather than going to a establishment where we can maybe pick up diseases and stuff like that. I'm not sure if it's going to be as extreme as that, but there's going to be a new norm, I think, when it comes to work. If you can work at home, you will work at home, I think, or you will possibly go to the office once in a while, once or twice a week. But is remote working for you? And I mean, this is not for everybody, and I get it, it's not for everybody. We are social creatures, and so we like that kind of environment, but some people don't. I mean, the introverts among us, not, I wouldn't say that includes myself, but there's others which I think it does include. You know, remote working or working from home is probably a fantastic thing to do. Anyway, I'm going to put give you a few positive reasons why you should work at home as a remote worker, or find a new activity to do that. First of all, okay, let's go for the pros. I'll do some negative ones as well, because I don't like to call them negative, but things which are not so good about working from home. But I'll start with the positives. You can save a massive amount of time. Simple as that. Most of you are traveling maybe 2 hours a day to go to work and back. That's a lot of working, a lot of walking, and a lot of driving. Number two, you'll save a lot of money. If you don't have a car, you will save a massive amount of money. And even if you look at the big picture, in the UK, the country would save probably £4 billion sterling. And 600 million man hours if people worked at home. So just consider it for a minute. You know, if you didn't need to have that second car, how much money you would save as well individually. You know, if you've got one car, a one car family, why can't you walk down the shops to get stuff? It doesn't do you any harm, and it's healthy for you. Number three, you have far more flexible working hours. Now, this is fantastic for your single mothers, people who have other responsibilities, if maybe they're a carer or something like that, or you've got some young kids. And it's great if you can be a bit more flexible and start your day a little bit later, or start your work a little bit earlier, or work a little bit later. You know, it depends what you're really up to. Number four, you can choose where you work. Now, this is, for me, this is one of them things I used to like. When we used to live in Spain and we had like an apartment there, I used to have a standing table right next to the window looking over the sea. Gorgeous, loved it. But it's, you can, you know, once my wife had decided she was going to go out for the day, or kind of get a bit lonely, you know. So in the end, what I started doing is that I would pick a couple of days a week to stroll down to my favourite cafe, where it definitely had some good Wi-Fi, and chill down there for a few hours and a few cups of coffee, maybe a sandwich, and get on with work down there. Number five, you can arrange Zoom and online meetings. You don't have to actually rush to the office, because sometimes I know my wife, she's in real estate, and she often, they say, well, we'd like you to come to the office for a half hour meeting, and she's got an hour's drive. Anyway, they have stopped that now because of the coronavirus and everything, so now she's doing the meetings from home, which is, again, saving her so much time and money. Number six, you may find that you have more job and work satisfaction. Because you're more relaxed and you're more kind of chilled. Because they say how true this is, because I've had this problem for some years, so I can't remember. But people are more stressed even before they get to work if they're driving or traveling. So they're already stressed up. So that if you're not stressed up and you're just getting straight into the work at home, yeah, it's great. You kind of feel better about it and you get on with your work and everything. When it comes to companies, many companies have found that remote workers are more productive. So the chances are you'll be even more productive and your boss will like you more and that sort of thing. So they say it's about 40% more, you'll become more 40% more creative if you're at home. Now this is only because I've got friends in Finland that I even notice this, but interesting research from Finland. It was found that sick leave, since the coronavirus and people have been working at home more often, sick leave has dropped by 30% and as much as 50% for civil servants and government workers because they were asked to obviously work at home during the pandemic, which is incredible really. So this is another point, is that more people work better. Anyway, the cons. There is definitely a con, so I'm not going to get away from it. There is some negative aspects of working from home and working remotely. Now, number one is social isolation. Nobody's arguing about that. Social isolation is a big problem. But again, one way to kind of move away from that is to maybe, especially when the coronavirus is a little bit calmer in the UK or and everywhere else in Europe, is that take a trip to a local cafe, have a work date with a friend who lives local, twice weekly Zoom calls where you can have a Zoom call maybe during lunch, eating your lunch at the same time, just to catch up, find out what's going on in the world. Another negative bit is, number two, is career advancement. Now, career advancement is kind of a weird one, because the social connections we make in work is where we kind of maybe your boss kind of sees you in a different light, and, you know, maybe you've got something in common or something like that. And yes, it does influence how you advance in your career. So that is another negative aspect. However, for the introverted people, maybe this is actually a positive thing, so it's difficult to say. Number three, now, lack of discipline in the working place, if you're working from home, is a tough one. Now, you do have to have a strict regime, a strict structure to your day. Because you don't have that, if you're working in a hierarchical office structure where a boss gives you a job to do, there's rules such as dress code, working times, break times, etc., etc., it's tough to be able to just be flexible and do it your own way. But maybe the best way to deal with that is to create that structure and use that structure to help you become flexible. So that's the way to do it. Anyway, number four, working too much. This is a big problem, and I watch my wife do this every day. she definitely needs a slap occasionally, because she does work far too much. What can I say? You tell them and they will completely ignore you. So I've got no way of controlling how much she works, obviously. But as I mentioned, you know, it's good to create a structure which has a fixed working day or hours, whatever, however you want to deal with it. Number five, and probably the one that really annoys most people working from home or doing this remote work, is always on call. People seem to think that you are available 24/7, and sometimes it is just best to, once you finish your work, just turn the phone off, let it go to voicemail, and you can pick up the messages in the morning, because it will burn you out if you don't become strict about this sort of thing. Anyway, I hope you've learned something about this. At the moment in the UK, it's possible really to look at three areas of home work or remote work if you don't already have a job. One is that you could start a business for as little as 20 quid, excluding running costs. You could probably do that quite easily. There's loads of home businesses available online. Two, you could try and earn between £15 to £35 an hour doing freelance remote work. And the negative side to that is that you need to find a company that will not give you one of these zero contracts, and often they do. So it's best to shop around and make sure you know what you're looking for. But on the website, I've got a link there, you can check out that sort of thing. The third is you're massively educated, and you've got lots of things to offer a company, and you're pretty much going to be headhunted as, say, for example, a remote senior net developer or something like that, and probably earn about £45,000 to £60,000 a year. But again, I've got a link on the page, you can check out that sort of thing and check out how you can kind of find the best way to get into that sort of industry. Anyway, hope the information has been useful. This is Steve Jackson signing out. Anyway, stay safe out there. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.